right now. It's a person who comes in and joins us, whether it's day or night. It's Ruth Epstein from the Republican American.
Right.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys.
I know. It looks terrible out there, but it's not. It's just,
it'll get brighter.
We certainly hope so.
Yes. Well, what a weekend. About trying to recuperate after running around.
Cornwall was the place to be this weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had the wagon, you had the Mohawk Mountain Craft Fair, and you had the thing at the Cornwall Consolidated School.
I was at the Run and Wag, so that was my contribution from Cornwall. But we had things all over. We were at obviously the Village and the auction in the Village. I keep doing that. Saturday night for Hunt Library, which was very well attended, always is. We had the Apples and Things Fair at the Congregational Church in Falls Village, and there was a lovely anniversary celebration at Ellsworth Fire Station, which was very interesting because we learned a lot of history about that little fire station, and it really is a savior to fires up in that part of the town. It's been there 50 years, and it was a great, great little event.
My gosh, I was 15 years old, going on 16 when they opened that up.
Yeah, and the Grange members got together and said, "Yeah, you can have part of, expand our building." And 50 years later, it's still doing its thing. Of course, Friday night we had the big debate between the four candidates running for 30th senatorial and 64th, and it was a mob scene. It had to be moved from room 133 at the high school to the auditorium, which is good. It means people are interested and want to get all the information before putting in their ballot. So that was very good. And before that, on Friday night, there was the celebration at Parati's. They are celebrating their 90th year in business. Dad, Bill Parati, started that back when, and it's now in the hands of the fourth generation, which
amazing.
Is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Especially nowadays, because as we see with Saperstein's closing in Millerton, there's a lot of families that don't like to continue on with the family.
Right.
You get this far in, fourth and fifth generation, it's just what happens. So that's what's so
rare.
Great about
so
that.
It was really very pleasant and very well attended. You can tell what a deep impact that business has made in the town. I mean, there were hundreds of people there.
Well, what the family has made in the town, with all the commitment to the town itself, is absolutely amazing.
Exactly. And we had a story this week about the Kellogg Board of Education. Some of the members are concerned about the number of personal development days in which the kids get released early.
I was shocked when I saw the number of full school days compared to a couple of years ago
with these
developments. I mean, it's amazing how much time has been taken away from the students.
What did Teresa say? That went from 200 to,
It went from 200 and some odd teaching days to like 165 or 170 teaching days.
It's like I got a call this morning very early. It's like, okay, Thursday is a personal development day. So it's like, it's just what?
That's 25 or 30 days. That's amazing.
It's a lot.
A few years ago, the schools had 26 full weeks of classes. This year, just 16 of uninterrupted student learning.
It makes no sense. This is just me.
And
But that meeting, the thing that got me about that meeting was when Pam Vogel, our superintendent, responded to it about the teaching time.
Mm-hmm.
She basically said, "Well, you'll have to ask the teachers. It doesn't really matter."
The thing was, I don't know if they'd say they need another hour with the kids or another hour to learn.
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah. How can a superintendent say, "I don't know whether teachers would want another hour with the kids to teach or learn"? That's just not acceptable.
That was interesting. Yeah. So I don't think this topic is over yet. Some of the board members are going to go speak with the teachers and get their input, but I know parents are upset. It certainly doesn't help them with scheduling and scrambling to find after school care, and we don't have after school care in all the schools the way they had in Ms. Vogel's last district. She was surprised. She said, oh, you know, she just thought everybody could, that the schools would provide it. Well, they don't here, so.
She really knows the district.
Anyway, looking ahead to the week, there is the Region 1 has its self-evaluation meeting tomorrow night with Nick Caruso, and he will be, they wanted to talk about how they could perform better, I guess, and he's going to act as facilitator and do his thing. And then there's an ABC committee meeting. ABC is, I'm not even sure of the date, but there is a meeting this week. Do you have it on your calendar,
Marshall?
I don't
have it with me, but yeah, there is. Yeah,
I don't think it might be Wednesday. I'm not sure, but I will check that out. And that's the all boards committee meeting.
Yep.
Okay, and then coming towards next weekend, we have the newcomers tea at in Cornwall, and they're going to be, I believe, looking and buying artwork from the boards of the covered bridge. They took boards out, the floorboards, and they were allowed to take them, and people were able to buy them and put designs on them, and I think they're going to sell them at this newcomer's tea, at which time all the people who have moved into town within the year come and are introduced to all the facets of the town. And then later in the evening, the Sharon Gala at Weatherstone for the
anniversary of the Hotchkiss Library.
For the Hotchkiss Library, and that's going to be quite a do. So there's that. And on the next Monday, right before the Salisbury Central Board of Education, they are inviting the public to come and see the renovated parts of the building that the project took care of. Some of the interior, and then the driveway reconfiguration up at the top. So, again, I'm sure lots of things going on and things that I haven't even mentioned.
Well.
So we'll be busy.
All right. Well, we'll check in with you next week, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall. Okay, Jill. Have a good week, and let's hope for some sunshine.
Right, good
remember,
luck out
if you're
there.
Morning, if you're going to drive this morning, put those headlights
put the
on.
Headlights on. Right. Exactly. Okay.
Goodbye.
Take
Goodbye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American here on Robin Hood Radio.